This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass. He does a fabulous job all the time. So we're looking forward to another great week of being well taken care of by our producer, Rob Center. In the studio with us now, Ryland Ebright is back. He is president of the Reliance Hose Company in Middleburg. And we're going to be talking about the Middleburg Carnival, but we'll find out about some of the activities within the fire department, some of their apparatus and the things that they do throughout the year, and how EMS has evolved over the years. But most of all, we want to talk about Hamden, scalloped potatoes, and turkey and filling, and Jesse and True Heart singing, and everything else, right?
Absolutely.
Big Fireman's Carnival. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
We talked to you weeks ago when you were running for political office in the spring primary. And while not the ultimate winner, a good experience for you? You enjoyed that?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you went everywhere in Snyder County, places you'd never been before?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, good for you. Okay, well, thanks for sticking your head up, as they say. All right, so Reliance Hose Company. Folks may say, oh, okay, that's the green trucks, right?
Yep, the two-tone green in Middleburg.
How about that? Yeah, tell me about the fire company in general.
The fire company has been in Middleburg for several years, a well-known fire company. As far as apparatus, you talked about that when we first went on the air. We have a heavy rescue placed in our station, also two engines going as far as fire suppression. A tanker and a utility to utilize for our miscellaneous calls such as tree downs and stuff like that.
It's got chainsaws, and I see that whenever there's a brush fire, that's the first one out generally for that, right?
Yeah. Also, with brush fires, like you said, we have to have a fire suppression piece. Our utility does not have any suppression apparatus on it other than fire extinguishers and stuff like that.
Okay. So let's look at some of the apparatus. Now, on the ambulance side, you do run an EMS. You kind of team up with EVAN to make sure that's staffed all the time. Tell us about that.
Yep. We are in contract with EVAN Community Hospital in Lewisburg, providing a full-time 24/7 ALS truck, which is Advanced Life Support ambulance. And we also run a joint ambulance BLS truck, which is basic life support, with Mifflinburg. We share one each month. One of the departments has a BLS truck, so every month it flip-flops. So next month it will be at Mifflinburg. And it just goes back and forth.
All right, and volunteers can still get involved in the EMS if they want to run with the ambulance, as we used to say.
We are very graciously afforded with a great group of volunteers and always accepting more.
Well, I was just going to say, in terms of volunteers, we don't want to sing the blues if we don't have to. You don't have as many volunteers as you used to, but you do have a great crew of men and women who are currently keeping things going.
Yep. And that's how we are able to do things like this. Community support in our area is definitely a plus.
Well, and one ways that we can do it is to go to the carnival. So the carnival's next week. Sort of run through the schedule. Give us the highlights of the Middleburg Fireman's Carnival, which starts next Tuesday the 6th.
Yep. The carnival is August 6th through the 10th this year. Always serving lunch up until Friday. We do not serve on Saturday. That time frame is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then we start serving meals nightly at 4:30 with the Ladies Auxiliary serving hot roast beef sandwiches on Tuesday, pork and sauerkraut on Wednesday, turkey and filling on Thursday, ham and scalloped potatoes on Friday, and finishing off the week with barbecue chicken, favorite.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I go to those all over the place. And the parade, this is a big deal in Middleburg. If you haven't, this isn't a little fireman's parade. Tell us about that.
Yeah, usually we tell people it lasts 2 hours, and it's pretty good at sticking on that. And the parade starts at 6:30 on Thursday. We do want to caution or let people know that detours will be in effect, obviously, for that day. And follow the signage and emergency personnel that are placed around town. Usually it takes quite a few to make this thing happen, and PennDOT obviously needs their roads open, and they're a little stringent on detours and stuff like that. But just be cautious of all that stuff, and also traffic delays starting around 3 o'clock that day.
Yeah, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Well, fortunately, Middleburg's not that hard to get around some of the activities when it's right in town. And of course, if you're already starting from out of town, it's not that hard to bypass if you're familiar with some of the roads. All right, so you have the parade. That is Thursday, August 8th, 6:30 p.m. It's a good long parade, and everybody goes there. There are fireworks on Friday night. Tell us about that.
Yep. Friday is fireworks. This is done by Skyshooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics, starting at 10:30 p.m.
Okay, so that is the Friday night of the Fireman's Carnival. And the Jackpot Bingo, tell me about that. Somebody said, make sure you ask about the Jackpot Bingo. That is Saturday night. That's a big purse for that.
Yep. Saturday, right after the entertainment, we go into the large Jackpot Bingo. Obviously, the jackpot depends on how many players, and this year we want to have more than ever.
Okay,
so come on out.
I see. All right, so people pay a little bit more to get in, perhaps, but then you get to do so. And there's rides. Tell us about the rides.
Yep, all the rides are supplied by Sunshine Show Amusements in Middleburg, obviously keeping it local. And plenty of rides for all ages, up to teenagers.
All right, so everybody can have some fun. And this is one of the few firemen's carnivals around here where you get to go to lunch. So you see a lot of people coming out of the courthouse and going over there for lunch. So you like to see that train of people going back and forth. The shows each evening are at 7 p.m. You got the Pepper Street Band Tuesday. Wednesday's True Heart. So lots of folks like them. Of course, you get to hear Joe Kantz, former political rival. Are you going to go there and boo him?
No.
No, he's our good commissioner. Lucky Afternoon is Thursday, and Friday is Jesse, and then Saturday, very popular around here, Into the Spin. So, and of course, you have wristbands every night for $13, so that you can ride every ride as many times as you want to, $13?
Yep.
Oh, that's not bad if you have a couple kids. Of course, it would add up with a couple kids, but nonetheless, they can just ride all night long. So that would give them something to do, and people would have fun. All of this, you want folks to go to this, maybe if typically they wouldn't go to Middleburg's Fireman's Carnival, because you want them to support this fire company that serves a regional basis. So everybody in Snyder County, and of course we see your fire trucks outside the county pretty regularly, right? I mean, helping neighboring counties with different calls.
And people obviously ask us, why are your trucks going out of the county? Well, in today's society, it takes more people because of the lack of volunteers, and it's a shame, but we're here to serve the community, even in hard times, even if our other departments are struggling.
Okay, so if you're in Port Royal, well, that's a little bit too far away, but if you're in Liverpool, there you go, you're out of the county, and you see the Middleburg truck there, you'll know why, because they got called down there. But of course, around here in Middleburg and Mifflinburg, we see Middleburg's trucks. So the point I'm trying to make is, if you are in this region, chances are you've seen the Middleburg Fire Company, because you guys get called on all these. So don't just think, well, you know, I support my local company. Here's another fire company that's perfectly willing to come to your town, so they'll support you, so you can support them at the Fireman's Carnival that's coming up. How many calls a year is Middleburg Fire Company on these days?
About 250 to 300 calls.
Per year for the fire company. So it's certainly almost daily that the folks are out there. And the EMS, I mean, that's about 2-3 calls a day or so?
Yeah, that's about 1,000, I believe it's 1,000 calls a year, give or take some.
Well, certainly more than 1,000, because we know that they're out there, and you have 3 EMS vehicles?
That's correct.
Right, okay. I live in North Umberland. We forever see you guys coming through town, so we know that you're making a beeline for Geisinger sometime. And if anybody's out there and wants to help out, volunteers still need it, correct?
Yep. All right. And you can apply at our fire station, contact us via our Facebook and also our website.
Okay, and the website?
rhc-50.org.
RHC, Rescue Hose Company, or Reliance Hose Company. Sorry, I got Mustang on the brain. Reliance Hose Company in Middleburg. So RHC50-50.org. Okay, RHC-50.org for the Reliance Hose Company in Middleburg. Middleburg Fire Company, as they're known around the region. And they have a carnival next Tuesday and until Saturday night with all kinds of things, parades and fireworks. And so you want folks to come out and support the carnival. Thank you so much, Ryland. Anything to add to our conversation?
Just going down the list of people that are going to be there, a new vendor this year is going to be Emily's Lunchbox out of Milton, serving cheesesteaks and gyros.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's sort of regional flair there. Anything else new this year?
I don't believe so. Everything's pretty much the same. Obviously, we get a large crowd, and they like to come back every year, so we're gracious with people that come back every year.
And where is the Fireman's Carnival?
It's located at our carnival field at the corner of Charles Street and Edmund Avenue.
So come into Middleburg and follow signs, I guess, and follow fire, please.
Yep.
Lots of free parking.
Yes.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Ryland.
Thank you.
Ryland Ebright's president of the Reliance Hose Company in Middleburg. Their carnival is next Tuesday, August 6th, until next Saturday, August 10th, with activities including lunch during the day from 11 to 1. Then they seal the doors, and then they'll welcome you back on the grounds at 4:30 p.m. each night for the Middleburg Fireman's Carnival.